Listening with Humility in Indigenous Spirituality Conversations. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we enter a ministry conversation area that requires humility, patience, and deep respect. Indigenous spiritualities, land, ancestors, ceremony, sacred story, and community memory. A Christian leader should never speak as if all Indigenous peoples are the same. Native American, First Nations, Inuit, Métis, Alaska Native, and other Indigenous communities have distinct histories, languages, ceremonies, wounds, and forms of wisdom. Some Indigenous people are deeply Christian. Some practice traditional spirituality. Some blend Christian faith with Indigenous memory. Some are spiritually wounded by the way Christianity was used in colonial systems. Some are simply trying to recover family, language, land, and dignity. So the first ministry skill is not correction. It is listening. When someone speaks about land, listen for more than geography. Land may mean memory, identity, burial places, family story, creation story, grief, stewardship, and belonging. When someone speaks about ancestors, do not immediately assume you know what they mean. They may be speaking about family honor, wisdom, continuity, grief, presence, or spiritual mediation. When someone speaks about ceremony, listen for reverence, healing, community, lament, and protection. This does not mean Christian leaders surrender Christian conviction. Jesus Christ is Lord. The gospel is not replaced by land, ancestors, or ceremony, but faithful witness begins with honoring the person as an image bearer. We do not mock what we have not understood. We do not flatten a living people into a classroom category. We do not treat someone's sacred story as a debate opportunity. The comparative religion question is still important. What is treated as ultimate? For some, ultimate reality may be creator, great spirit, land, harmony, community, ancestors, sacred balance, or the continuity of the people. The human problem may be broken relationship, loss of land, disconnection, disrespect, violence, colonial harm, family fracture, or spiritual imbalance. The path to restoration may involve ceremony, return to community, honoring elders, recovering language, prayer, healing, or justice? The Christian leader listens carefully and then asks permission-based questions. Would you be willing to share what that ceremony means to your family? How has your community's history shaped your view of Christianity? What would respectful prayer look like in this setting? In ministry, humility is not weakness, it is strength under Christ. As you serve, remember this simple posture. Listen slowly, honor deeply, compare carefully, and keep Christ clear without contempt.